Here Be Dragons by Flo Ota de Lange. Many, many years ago, when people first began to map the Western world, they charted two main areas, their settlements and the wilderness. On the wilderness areas of their maps, they wrote a warning, "Here be dragons." When the European explorers set off in their wooden ships in the 15th century, most of the sailors still believed that if they sailed too far, the boats would tumble off the earth and into that area populated with seething, clawed monsters. Dragon stories have been told for ages in almost every land and culture. Africa, Britain, China, Egypt, Greece, and Russia. From their beginnings in mythology, dragons were associated with the Great Mother, with the warrior sun god, and especially with the water gods. Dragons were said to have been present at the creation and so were endowed with characteristics of the cosmos. At one with wind and fire and water, they had the ancient power of these primal forces. They had command of fire and water and could fly like the wind. But dragons differ from culture to culture. In Asia, dragons help people. In Europe and other places, dragons are associated with destruction and evil. Eastern dragons. In Asia, the dragon is a benevolent spiritual creature, gifted with wisdom and the power to confer blessings upon humankind. One of the first dragon stories Asian children hear has a beautifully multicolored dragon emerging from the primordial swamp, proudly beating its chest and calling forth, wanting to know how it can be of service to people. Eastern dragons inspire awe in the people who look to them for guidance, and many are cherished as great and wonderful creatures. Two dragons acting as honor guards are believed to have visited the home of the philosopher Confucius when he was born. The ruler, Huang Di, was supposedly carried to heaven on the back of a dragon. If you met one on the road of life, an eastern dragon would give you a gift, as opposed to, say, fire and brimstone. Western dragons. Speaking of fire and brimstone, the western dragon is famous for both. People could always tell when they were in the vicinity of a western dragon because the air would be heated and foul with the unmistakable sulfuric odor of brimstone. Brimstone has a smell that makes the scent of a rotten egg seem lovely by comparison. Western dragons became feared as the foes of civilization. Perseus of ancient Greece, Beowulf of ancient Denmark, even brave little Bilbo in The Hobbit all had to face down menacing dragons before they could conclude their quests. In Western stories, dragons often lie underground, guarding huge piles of gold they have stolen from the surrounding countryside, which, by the way, has also been scorched and laid waste by the dragon's fiery breath. Dragons today. Dragons have largely disappeared from our stories, except for the fantasies of writers like Anne McCaffrey. Dragons haven't died out, however. Wait a moment, what is all that noise? It sounds like people playing gongs, cymbals, and drums. What is that colorful creature, a block long, snaking its way through the Chinese New Year's crowd lining the sidewalks? Why, it's the Eastern Dragon, come again to celebrate the vitality of life. Hear that thunderous applause? That is the sound that attends an Eastern Dragon passing by.